So, laptops are shut, writers' rooms are empty, and filming has virtually stopped in what is the first Hollywood strike in 15 years. Now, over 11,000 film and TV writers are seeking higher minimum pay and other common demands to be met before going back to work. They're also striking over their concerns about rapidly emerging AI and the impact it may have on their jobs. So joining me now to talk us through what is going on is journalist Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie. Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
Okay, so we can understand why the writers would be on strike over pay and that kind of stuff. Yep. But why is AI part of this equation and what are they so worried about exactly?
So essentially the WGA, as part of their negotiating stance with, you know, the producers and all the rest of it, they basically wanted them to take an undertaking essentially that they wouldn't use AI to complete scripts or to use it as, I guess, like a stopgap or whatever. Because like the thing about AI is, and like you know, you've seen all like the Instagram reels and all the rest of it. You literally just type in what you want and it will give you back some kind of variation on what you've requested.
Yeah.
So the idea, the fear that the WGA have is that a studio executive could go to ChatGPT and say, write me a script about, I don't know, Madonna's early years. Include this, 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 and this. Have it sound something like that kind of thing. And then it will form out some kind of, it can be some kind of thing to it, yeah. Or as well, if a writer's room are stuck on a particular scene or stuck on a particular episode, you can shove whatever has been written so far into the AI and then it will basically try and mangle it together and bring out a conclusion to the episode. Because the idea of it is that ChatGPT basically takes whatever has been, it's been trained on, regurgitates it, and then kind of completes whatever the request has been put in front of it. And the WGA basically feel that this has taken work from them. And not only that as well, but that eventually studios will just cut writers out altogether and just use AI because they don't have to pay AI. They don't have to pay them. Like, they don't have to give them residuals. They don't have to pay them anything. So really, this is just studio executives just trying to find the cheapest possible solution to writing problems.
So it's really based on a fear of what might happen, of not exactly what's happening at the moment, because we're not at the point where computers can really write as well as a human being, because they haven't had human connections, so they can't really write about human experience to a certain extent. So is it scaremongering a little bit?
I mean, it's not scaremongering necessarily, because it's happening.
Yeah.
You know, it is happening. Like, I mean, certainly in the field of journalism or whatever. I mean, I know two guys here in Dublin that lost their job, told, yep, your job is done. Even here, I mean, even not being funny, but even in your field, like Spotify recently last week announced that AI DJ thing. Now, it's crap. I mean, I listened to it, it's terrible, but like that's something that's happening already where, you know, radio DJs to have like that was, this is, that's already happening. Certainly in my field, like in journalism, like, you know, BuzzFeed and whatever have said that they're going to use AI to generate articles and all the rest of it. And yeah, I'm like, I mean, it's happening. So it's not necessarily scaremongering if it's happening.
It is happening, yeah. Have you read any AI-generated scripts?
No. Okay. And I wouldn't either, because to be honest, like, it's in the same way that AI-generated articles, you can spot them a mile off. Same with AI-generated images, you can spot them a mile off. Like, there are tells, like, and I think a lot of that is just to do with digital literacy more than anything else. Like, you can always tell it's an AI image because, like, the skin is flawless. There's no pores. If it's an AI-generated writing, you know, it's really kind of short, clipped sentences and the syntax is usually a bit odd. And I would imagine, you know, if you were to see like an AI script, if you know what I mean, I'm sure it would be exactly the same as well. Now, I know studio executives would probably think, oh, well, you know, actors don't really follow those scripts anyway. They just kind of need a kind of a starting point and then they can ad lib around it and all the rest of it. But that still doesn't, that's not the case, really. Like, like I saw Colin Farrell was on the picket last week talking about how, like, you know, for the last 25 years, I've earned my living off the back of writers and that this is just a standoff between studios. It's nothing else. Like, and it's true. Like, actors will tell you, if it ain't on the page, it ain't on the stage.
Yeah.
So, like, if an AI gives you crap, it's crap in, crap out, like, you know?
Yeah, it's probably very important to have those voices like Tom Hanks and Colin Farrell,
you know,
making their voices be heard on stuff like this and shine a light on it. Is it true that the last writer's strike was the reason we have stuff like the Kardashians and reality telly. Is that true?
That's true. Every time there's been a writer's strike, reality TV has got a big bump. Remember Cops?
Hmm.
Cops started because of the writer strike in 87 and 88. And then the last one that was 15 years ago, that's like the Kardashians and all the rest of it. Like, you know, Below Deck, all that kind of stuff. That all came out of that writer's strike. Because you don't have to, it's unscripted. Like, it's literally unscripted television.
And they need to churn out stuff. And
they just need content. They just need to just crank the wheel and just get stuff out there. So they'll just get like a camera crew who are all sitting lying idle doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll send them out after, I don't know, they'll put them on the ship. Do you watch Below Deck? Like,
no, I've heard of it though.
It's good. Like, it's actually of all, like, I don't watch reality TV that often, but like, but during the pandemic when all the cinemas were closed, I had nothing else going on and I got really into Below Deck. It's actually not that bad.
Okay.
But yeah, like RuPaul's Drag Race, all those kind of stuff, like that reality TV, you know, was a byproduct.
It has its place.
It has its place, but I'm saying it was a stopgap. It began as a stopgap, like, and it's will be you. I mean, if this drags on for however many days, like the last one went for 100 days. If this one goes like 150 days, you're definitely going to see a lot more reality TV.
Oh my days. Okay. Could you see a time coming where a film or TV series would explicitly say in the blurb that this was written by people or this was written by computers?
I mean, I'll put it to you this way. Like, I know definitely in the art world, they specifically, if a painting or whatever is hung in a gallery, they have to specify that it's an AI-generated image, because I know in, like, in the RHA annual exhibition, there's an AI-generated image and it's explicitly marked that it's that. Yeah, I would imagine you probably will see an AI-generated script maybe in, I don't know, 5-10 years. I don't think you'll see a credit for it, though. I mean, that's the great thing about it. You don't have to credit them. You don't have to pay them residuals. You don't have to pay them anything. You can just shove it into a computer and you get back whatever. Whereas if it was a writer, they have to be paid.
Just explain residuals, because it's not really a huge thing in Ireland.
Yeah.
But in America,
it's
huge. So yeah. I know stunt guys in America that just have a check of a couple of hundred, a couple of grand coming in.
Yeah.
Steadily every single month because they fell down the stairs on a program like 2 years ago.
So essentially what works is that how it used to work was every time a television episode, if it went into syndication, like Seinfeld, for example, every time that was screened on TV, Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld got a few bob for it. They'd get a check in the post for however many times it was aired.
Yeah.
For a film, same thing as well. If it went into a cinema, or if it was screened on telly, like the big movie, whatever, the director, the producer, everybody involved in it would get a slice of the action. The last time that the WGA went on strike, they were striking for residuals from DVD sales. Now, obviously, DVD is not really that widely sold anymore. So now what they're striking for, and this is one of the big things about what they're striking for, is they want to see residuals on streaming. Because what's been going on for the last like 10 years, like, they'll basically just pay them an upfront fee. They'll give them X amount of money and that's it. You won't see a penny more or less. So if a TV show that have done really, really well and they're viewed however many millions of times, the writer will not see a penny of that. He or she will just get their base rate of pay and that's it. So the likes of, you know, Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld, who created Seinfeld, are now multimillionaires. And that is literally passive income. That is literally from Seinfeld being on reruns constantly. Like Seth MacFarlane and Family Guy, the reason he's a multimillionaire is passive income. It's literally just from residuals over and over and over again. And that's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why the writers are all striking. Because you have to remember as well, like, writers, like, they'll work like literally 20-hour days for 3 months of the year, and then they won't work again for another 3 months because their show is either in production or they've got nothing going on. So residuals basically allow them to survive to the next job. But because, you know, you look at any of the streaming shows, they're usually like 8-10 episodes long. Shows like 20 years ago, they went for like 23-24 episodes, you know, that sort of way. So they were just employed way longer and had a longer lead-in time, whereas now, because it's only 8-10 episodes, they have a shorter lead-in time.
So what's going to fix this? I mean, how do you see this playing out, Brian? What do you think? It's a standoff, yeah. So, okay, so it's going to take a while to fix. But what is going to make the writers happy? You know, what would be the wand?
I mean, just like, pay them a decent wage. That's it. Just pay them. Pay them and agree not to use AI. Like, the thing that people don't realise as well is that the knock-on effects of this are massive. Film and studios are going empty. that's gaffers, electricians, carpenters,
makeup artists,
drivers, yeah. hairdressers,
everything.
Everybody.
Catering,
they're all
yeah.
catering, the rest of it, you name it. They're all just sitting, lying idle, waiting to work. So that has a knock-on effect as well. So in the cases of like Warner Brothers and Disney or any of their studios, they're all being picketed right now. There's literally like people blocking people from getting in. Like I saw the director, Michael Mann, who was doing Ferrari, this upcoming biopic. He was there to literally just finish off the audio for his film. And he was like photographed crossing the picket and there was murder over it. Like, so it's quite, everyone is pretty much entrenched right now. I guess they'll get around the negotiating table at some point, but I mean, there's a very easy fix to this. The studios just have to pay the writers what they are entitled to, and to take an undertaking not to use AI and do them all out of a job.
And have a standard contract saying, you know, these are the streaming figures and this is what you get, and just be sound, lads.
That's it.
Just pay them.
Just pay them, and I can stop talking about this. I can go home and I can go watch films. I can stop talking about this. Just pay them. That's
just
it.
Just pay them. Just bloody pay them. Okay, well, thank you so much for that, Brian Lloyd of entertainment.ie. Thanks so much for coming in, and we'll definitely keep an eye on the situation. Jen Zamparelli on RTE QFM.